I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. I speak to you in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. These words from St. John's Gospel form the opening sentence of every funeral service. The intention from the outset is to point the service towards the Christian hope in the resurrection and the promise of everlasting life. It is this belief that is absolutely core to our faith, and it frames our service this evening. This evening is all about remembering, our remembering of those we knew who have gone before us, and our remembering too of God's remembering, without which our service would have no meaning. All Souls reminds us in no uncertain terms that God's remembering is not like our remembering, fragile and incomplete, more really about forgetting than unforgetting. All Souls signifies the profoundly comforting idea that all souls are remembered by God, and that they are known and loved by God. We commemorate this evening those whom we knew, who have gone before us, and whom we greatly miss. And we are encouraged too to remember those who have no one to remember them, but in the sure and certain hope that God, and perhaps God alone, remembers them. For we are all joined with the communion of saints, that great group of Christians who have finished their earthly life and with whom we share the hope of the resurrection from the dead. But our memories are fragile and finite. So we have in church various ways in which we try to remember those who have gone before us. They are signalled in grave headstones, wall tablets, memorial plaques, and window dedications. But mostly, we rely on this service of All Souls each year to remember those who were once dear to us. At the time of death, of course, we feel the intensity of loss. But in the course of time, that memory fades away. And on this All Souls Day, we confront the sad failing of our memories. When loss does occur, or we arrive at this annual commemoration, it is then that we are most likely to remember God's own remembering and to give thanks that it is not at all like our own. The God who made the world and fashioned us in his image knows each and every one of us. He knows and calls us by name, and he promises through his Son, as we have just heard in our gospel reading, that none shall be lost and that all may be made alive again. Despite our own poor memories and forgetfulness, God does not forget us. We know that his promises are true and that he is faithful in all things. So today we are encouraged to bring those we have known to the front of our memories again, picture their faces, hear again in our hearts the sound of their voices, recall what they looked like and how they were to us and one another. We try to remember their personalities, the things they said and did, how they affected us and others around them. And it is the imprint of their beings which we call the soul, that we call most to mind and pray for this evening. Carry on listening to the choir sing the wonderful Deruvle Requiem. Read and pray the words. Let your thoughts and emotions carry you back in time to hopefully fond memories of those who have predeceased us. Light a candle in remembrance that will go on shining long after we leave here, and pray that it will prompt our own remembering beyond this evening. Grief is a long process. It is never straightforward, and while we celebrate those who have died, we also mourn their absence, even in the confidence of Jesus' promise of eternal life. However, we need not be defined by suffering or sorrow, by loss and death, and neither should we be defeated and discouraged by our own failures to remember them who once so dear to us. For it is very reassuring to know that they are all remembered in God, known and loved in God, and so are we. Remembering of all souls recalls us to who we are in God's eternal and knowing love of us. That is a great comfort and consolation in our fractured and broken world. All Souls is about God's remembering love moving in us. And that is always greater than our sorrows and our loss. Nothing, not even death, says St. Paul, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That surely this evening is our comfort, our strength, and our salvation. Amen.